Hello and welcome to the Entertainment Earth Podcast. It is Friday, last Friday of June. June 26, 2015. Last weekend at the box office, Jurassic World kind of surprised, but not really. At number one, it had $106.5 million, followed by Inside Out, which debuted at the astonishingly high, $90.4 million. It was quite good. Spy was number three, $11.2 million. San Andreas, number four, $8.7 million. Rounding out the top five was Dope at $6.1 million. New this week, you can see Ted 2, Max, Big Game, and others in limited release. Comic-Con has announced it will be announcing a launch of a streaming service in 2016. Specifics aren't there yet, but apparently everyone is speculating panels will be on demand, which would be great because that's what happened with the Star Wars convention this year, and that was pretty nice. KISS is coming to Comic-Con. The current lineup will be signing at the Entertainment Earth booth. Hey, that's us! At 5:30 p.m. on Friday during Comic-Con. The rock and roll will not last all night, as the everyday party ends at 6:30 when the signing is finished. Jurassic World passed $1 million. And then $1 billion worldwide, because of course it did. And that's great news. On sale of Entertainment Earth. We have two sales this week. The Tin Box Company and Surreal Entertainment. Buy one, get one 40% off. This includes tins, mugs, puzzles, keychains, and a bunch of other stuff from Marvel, Adventure Time, Sonic, Pac-Man, and others. Lots of others. I'd list them all, but the podcast would go on for a long time and you'd tune out, and I don't need that to happen. So, hurry, the sale ends Tuesday, and you can see it at entertainmentearth.com. We also posted a lot of new stuff this week. There weren't as many giant announcements. If you were at BotCon last week or you read online, you saw that they announced a good amount of new Combiner Wars Transformers, and there was a little something in the background called Titan Wars. If you squint, you can see what appears to be a new blaster that turns into sort of a dance party thing, a Fortress Maximus that might be a retooled Metroplex, that's what it looks like anyway, and a galaxy shuttle of some sort, the details of which are unknown. This is just line art, there's no toys or release dates or anything, so maybe it's nothing, maybe it's something, we'll see, but the words Titan Wars were listed. That's exciting. For Combiner Wars, there were a bunch of new items shown, including three whole waves of limbs and a smattering of torsos. There's going to be a new buzzsaw that turns into a rugged little iPhone of some sort. There's going to be 1984 limbs of Hound, Trailbreaker, Wheeljack, Prowl, Sunstreaker, Mirage, and several others, mostly retooled from existing Combiner Wars molds, but that's still quite exciting. There's going to be a new Skylinks toy, which will be a Combiner torso. It's very exciting. Onslaught is happening, as well as a recolor of Onslaught, and all of Bruticus. A Shockwave is his adjunct, is a gun, which is pretty cool. And what else did we have that I wanted to talk to you about? Leader Starscream was confirmed. I don't think any other new Leader or Titan molds were announced, but you are going to get a Skywarp repaint, as to be expected. And Robots in Disguise showed off some new redecos, but nothing new was really announced. Minicons were shown in greater detail, but there weren't a lot of new characters, no new Decepticons, anything like that. But the big kicker is, in a bit of a surprise, Devastator's on sale right now! You can order Devastator at entertainmentearth.com, and it has free shipping in the U.S. It's $149.99, and you can order it, and then we will send you one when they show up. Or as soon as they're ready, or something like that. So if you want Devastator, and I'm hearing he's 18 inches tall, I got to see a more or less final one in person. Don't have one yet. Really hoping to get one soon. But it looks neat, and it's big, and yeah. You should get one. Prepare for devastation. That should be their ad campaign. New exclusives this week include the Sherlock Titans, Sherlock and John wedding suit figures. Those are our exclusive. We have the Jiangshi Hopping Ghost Hikari vinyl figure. We only got 300 of those being made. We've got some. You may as well order one. I'm going to order one. The Prism Bosk Hikari vinyl figure went up this morning. It's a Star Wars Rainbow Bosk. It's the bounty hunter from The Empire Strikes Back, but more colorful. I, of course, already ordered one. It's pretty cool. We also have some new Comic-Con exclusives. The Mike Tyson Mysteries Astronaut 8-inch figure with Pigeon. The Bizarro Chair Cape. And we also added the Twilight Zone 5 Characters in Search of an Exit 3¾-inch color action figures. The box set is very low. Comic-Con only. You should get one. We also added, the Funko Pop Vinyl Premium Plastic Protector. It's a clear box to put around your not-clear boxes. Good stuff. And that's it. I am going to record the next episode now. I hope you like this one. If you did, tell a friend. If you didn't, tell someone you don't like. Check us out at news.entertainmentearth.com, twitter.com/EntEarth, the Facebook, or you could just go to entertainmentearth.com and order some stuff, because that's really why I'm here, to be perfectly honest. I would recommend Devastator and any of those new Hikari guys, depending on what you like. Those are all really good. And I ordered Devastator because I ordered some Hikari because I like those. See you next time on the Entertainment Earth podcast, everybody.